This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I am honored to welcome back to this interview Michael Morris, the Senior Director of Technology Alliances at the award-winning company Indace, found online at indace.com. This is the fastest packet capture company in the world. Michael, welcome back to the hot seat.
Gary, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So what's new? You have so many clients. The U.S. government's putting some pressure on you to do something?
No, we've proactively invested heavily in a bunch of government certifications like NIAP, BIPS 140-3, Common Criteria, just to name a few, really to exceed and meet their standards for security solutions to make sure they're robust and resilient and secure as a tool in their infrastructure.
Now, what does this mean? Virtual appliance or hardware appliance for packet capture? What does this mean for changes to, is there any change to the interface, or it's just ensuring that the source code and the points of presence are unhackable, or, you know, meeting standards for encryption? What does this mean?
Yeah, so both physical appliance and virtual appliances we have, but for the hardware appliances, it means that the physical equipment within the appliance, as well as the software running on the appliance, meets very rigorous standards for security to ensure that they're not hackable and that they meet the highest level of NIST standards around what software and hardware solutions should have to ensure their security within an infrastructure.
That's wonderful. And have you improved the speed and performance? I mean, you're already the fastest in the world. I don't know if you can get faster, or can you?
No, we actually have. We've got a brand new probe coming out here this next quarter that's a 100 gig native probe. So it'll have 100 gig NIC cards purposely designed for high speed capture at line rate with absolutely zero packet loss. So just continuing to raise the standard of packet capture and what we can do in terms of speeds and storage, and making sure that we can provide our customers the network forensics they need for doing back in time investigations.
Now, Michael, this is incredible speed, and I'm just wondering, are you tracking and trying to stay ahead of the big data lakes for AI, machine learning, the GPTs? There's so much going on, the crypto world. Everybody's needing more performance, faster databases, bigger databases. And yet this has created an opportunity for cybercrime.
No, it has. Obviously, data can be in any form and be transient in a lot of ways. The real ultimate forensics is what's happening on the wire, though, right? Because all the transactions between users, applications, databases, they traverse network links around the globe, whether those are wireless links, whether they're, you know, high-speed links in a data center, whether they're links in and out of telecom infrastructures. They hold the record of what's happening in applications and where data is going. And so having the ability to record at line rate, the network traffic really gives the security team the forensics to go back and understand, you know, things like, was there lateral movement? Was there command and control? Was there data exfiltration? Right, the hackers are getting more sophisticated, having multiple layers of data capture and understanding assets within an infrastructure, and so being able to track them. I like to use the analogy like a video camera in a bank. You've got alarms on the doors, you've got alarms on the teller drawers, you've got alarms on the vault, of course. But one of the first thing when a bank is robbed, the authorities come in and they want to see the videotape of, you know, how many threat actors there were, how many robbers there were in the bank, what were they wearing, how tall were they? You see all that in the video. And very similarly, recording network traffic can give you that kind of forensics in a cyber breach as well.
Michael, that's a great analogy. I would hate for my video recorder to only record at the bank, once every 30 minutes.
Exactly.
I need instant on, and I need my incident response team to be able to see things in the past. And how far back can we go, including with your 100 gig native probe?
So it varies. Our solution is quite modular. So if they want farther look back, they can stack or extend our probes that way. So we've got customers ranging everything from a few days of look back to we've got some agencies with literally months worth of look back. So it varies, and it depends on the sensitivity of the network and the data on the network that how far back they want to go.
So this is really a phenomenal kind of foundational network fabric technology for incident response, investigation, and even threat hunting.
Absolutely. And our whole go-to-market approach is providing the network forensics that we capture at line rate in the context of other solutions. So we're also excited to announce some new integrations that we've just launched, enhanced integrations with Elastic, to name one, some automation with Tines. We've also built some new integrations with a couple of cloud SIEMs, Microsoft Sentinel, and Google SecOps. So that security analysts using those tools, any of those tools, can basically be working an event from their firewall, from an endpoint alarm, from log data that they might have, and they can pivot from Microsoft Sentinel out of Sentinel to see the relevant traffic that was happening before, during, and after the event that we've recorded. And so they can pivot to EndACE Vision, our UI, to see what was happening at the network level. Again, was there data exfiltration? They'd be able to see what was in the packets. And we can even do file extraction to show, the payloads of within the traffic.
Well, that's awesome. And the seamless integration with SIEM, SIMS, and SOARs, are you going to continue to add more to the platform? And how long does it take for them to get added to the platform if you have a client on some different SIEM or SIM?
It's quite straightforward. We've got a very simple, robust API to enable partner products to do an HTML pivot to our interface. So generally speaking, integrations don't take very long. We built these last ones in just probably a few weeks. We go through rigorous testing, and obviously working through the partnership and things like that makes it take a little longer before we publish it. But we can build integrations quite quickly.
That's great. And on your new 100 gig native probe, can I have it up and running in a day, a week, an hour? How quickly can I be up and running? And then how long will it take for me to get it plugged into my Microsoft Sentinel, for example?
Well, the setup of any probe, whether it's 100 gig or some of our older, smaller probes, quite simple. Literally, you plug them in, you set them up. They can be up and running in probably about an hour or less, capturing traffic. And then to set up the integration, we got simple deployment guides to show users how to, install the connectors. And many of our connectors and apps are actually out on various marketplaces, things like that. Like our Splunk integration, for example, is out on Splunk Base, so they can just simply install it. Similarly, our integrations with Sentinel will be in their marketplace as well. And so integration setup is quite straightforward as well. And it's just configuring those platforms to be able to connect and talk to the EndACE user interface.
Michael, given that terabytes of storage keep going down in price and the cloud keeps expanding, what do you recommend for a typical client? Maybe it's a bank or a healthcare provider, somebody big and important. What do you recommend for forensics? How much storage should they have traditionally?
Honestly, it's going to vary depending on their interface speeds, their utilization of those interfaces. Most of our customers typically look to have at least a week's worth of look back, which again can be a varied number depending on the size of the client and again how many branches they have, things like that. But one of the powerful and beautiful things about the EndACE solution is we have physical probes that they can deploy for on-prem. We have virtual probes for hypervisor environments, and we have cloud native probes. So we can give them visibility in their network traffic across their both on-prem and cloud infrastructures. And we can search that fabric of probes for relevant data to an event or an incident from a single user interface. So we really give our customers the flexibility to have network historical visibility anywhere in their infrastructure.
It seems this should be a requirement for all forms of regulatory compliance and my cyber insurance policy to be able to go back in time and figure out what happened and show due care and due diligence and best practices.
No, it should be. There are recommendations out of CISA and NIST. I don't know if you're familiar with some of the White House executive orders and memorandums, specifically M21-31. Basically, does require government agencies to have 72 hours of packet capture and up to a year's worth of log capture, so log retention. And so there are standards out there that highly encourage it. Now, obviously, not every enterprise and organization complies to those things, but from a government recommendation point of view, those standards do exist.
That's great, and we just need to spread the word on that. Now,
Absolutely.
less breaches, or at least more intelligent analysis of breaches, if we can keep some forensics that are available for what happened last week when someone clicked the link, got infected, and next thing you know, the ransomware hit and took the hospital down. You know, maybe a new version of WannaCry hits, and we need to understand it. We need to share that knowledge with others in the healthcare industry when this happens, or whatever industry, cross-industry sharing, to get one step ahead of the next breach. So it seems the SOC engineers must be in heaven when they get NDACE plugged into their environment.
Well, we definitely give them a boost in terms of their forensic investigation capabilities, right? To go back in time and understand things. And as we were talking before we started, even proactive threat hunting, you get a 0-day update. Like for example, and it's been a while now, the SolarWinds breach. But when people know they have compromised systems, they can then go and look at the traffic going in and out of those systems to see. Was there lateral movement? Was there data exfiltration? Was there other activities going through those entry points to do more nefarious things?
Absolutely. Yeah. For example, an incident of that magnitude, the packet evidence must be critical.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Michael, anything else going on at NDACE? You guys are just an exciting company. I love what you're doing on FIPS and Common Criteria and NIAP. This is just wonderful. Anything else going on that you want to share with our viewers and listeners?
No, just know that I think the key is knowing that it's very cost effective and reasonable to have full packet ne level network forensics and have it integrated with all the tools you've already got in your environment. So whether that's your firewall solutions, your SIEM, your SOAR solutions, your NDR solutions, really, we've got integrations with all the leading industry players in those spaces so that you can get to the network forensics that we offer. And really boost your investigation capabilities within your SOC.
I think MSSPs would need you big time.
We're working with some, and they can use us to offer advanced forensic services, right? Do investigations and provide incident response services to their clients. So, yeah.
That's great. Do you sell direct or through channel? And who are your favorite kinds of clients?
We're 100% through channels, and we range everything from obviously government agencies, large banks, healthcare, large enterprises, global infrastructures. We're built for scalable large enterprises, but we have retail and everything in between. So anybody who needs to know what's happening on their network, we're a good solution for.
And what about your smallest probe and your tiniest client?
We've got a few customers that just have one or two of our small probes. That provides them enough look back to understand what's happening on critical parts of their network. So we've got a half rack, 1U small probe that's actually even ruggedized to be used in, mobile forward operating locations and things like that. So we've got all range of appliances for the right network.
Now, did the small probes report up to the big probes if I had a bank with, 800 branches and I wanted all that intel at headquarters?
Yeah, so from a centralized investigation manager, we can search a whole fabric of probes, whether that's small probes, big probes. And so from a central location, we can search n number of probes to find relevant data. So yes, in your bank scenario, if you've got small probes at a bunch of branch office sites, and then at the big corporate locations, maybe some of our bigger probes in the data centers, we can search any of them from a single location.
Michael Morris, the Senior Director of Technology Alliances, you've given us a great update on Endace. Folks, this is the market leader for the world's fastest packet capture solution, from small to large, to the biggest in the world, to the fastest in the world. Go to endace.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert, and my good friend, Gary Milevsky.